This has been an interesting week, and a lot of attitudes have been expressed. And I know this, that attitude in many ways affects our actions. And a good attitude helps more positive things to happen in your life. And a bad attitude has us look at things in a more negative way. Let me ask you if you ever heard any of these. Hey, check your attitude at the door. Have you ever heard that? Or I think you need an attitude adjustment. Have you ever heard? I mean, you don't have to confess your sins to me. I love you all, but yeah. How about this? Your attitude determines your altitude. So your attitude determines how tall you're going to get or how high. I don't know. Everyone flying on a plane has to have a good attitude then. I don't know that I understand that one as much, but I think it's saying if you have a good attitude, you'll do better. I'm not sure. But have you heard this one? Maybe you should practice an attitude of gratitude. Yeah, attitude, I mean, it matters and it influences our actions, good or bad. And so Jesus kind of gives a whole talk about this. And in Luke chapter 8, it's called the parable of the soils. And a farmer goes out and throws seed, and it falls on different types of soils. And the goal of this talk that Jesus gave, the purpose behind why he's saying this, is he wants his listeners to flourish in life. He wants his listeners to produce a crop that is abundant. And the last part of this, he says in Luke chapter 8:15, he says this, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honesty, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. And all of us have this soil. And for a long time, I looked at this parable as, okay, there's like different types of people. And the more I look at this and the more I've pondered this, even this morning, I just thought, let me just go through the entire 8th chapter of Luke again, just to not just have a section of scripture, but just the whole passage. And I think that maybe it's not just, hey, here's a couple of types of people. I think it's a couple of types of attitudes. And we can possess every one of these attitudes. And what Jesus is saying is, hey, there's some good soil. And you need to protect it. You need to protect the soil in your life because your attitude matters. And your attitude determines your altitude. No, your attitude determines how you view life and how you live life abundantly. And so this is kind of how this scripture starts out. In Luke chapter 8, verse 4, one day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across the field, some of the seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Now, Sharon and I love to garden. And so this last year, we planted all of these beautiful flowers. And we loved it. And these precious, tender little plants were just so fun to watch. And then in a matter of a moment, they were destroyed by a beast. And I have a picture of that beast I want you to see. You know what that is? A lot of things that is. That created an attitude in me. How could our dog be so happy destroying these precious little plants that we spent a lot of money on? I want you to think about this in life. There's this good soil that we have. And then like that scripture said, it's like a path that's stepped on. And in life, we're stepped on and we're crushed by circumstances. And I believe this, we become hardened by hurts. And we don't want to hear anything from anybody anymore. I mean, have you ever been there just with your attitude? It's like our minds are made up. Our hearts are hardened. We're just done with it. We're tired of it. We're thinking what we're thinking, and we're done with it. And it's an attitude. And it's an attitude sometimes we're like, man, I just feel like here's this plan, and all of a sudden now it's crushed. It's just stepped on. And I feel walked on, and it's just hard. And even sometimes, we don't want to give God a chance to talk to us. God, I don't want to hear what you have to say about this relationship. I like the relationship, and I don't want to hear what you have to say. God, when it comes to debt, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I have my mind made up. And this is how I'm going to be. And we can put that thing in there, right? Life has just been hard. It's been, and God, I'm kind of done. Not really done with you, but I gotta make life happen. And it's an attitude where, God, I don't wanna hear it. Whether it's this, that, or this, or that. I'm just beat up, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. It's a closed mind and a hardened heart that's full of hurt and being tired of being stepped on. You know, many of us have been there, and the hard thing about this attitude, it's not easily fixed. And a lot of times, it just leads to more self-destructive behaviors. And if you think about this, and even in our society right now, there are people who are happy, there are people who are sad, there are people who are mad, there are people who are confused, there are people who are just like, I'm done. I read it was on a little picture, and it said, I want to become a goat. I'm like, okay. I want to become a goat because I can eat anything I want, and if you give me any trouble, I'll headbutt you. And I thought, you know, that's probably not a bad idea, but how do you find help when literally in life you just feel like, I'm just tired of being stepped on? I'm just fed up. You don't turn from God. You've got to turn back to God. And that's hard, but it's where the help is found. Jesus said this, and this is one of my favorite verses in all of the scripture, because it kind of gives you the essence of who Jesus is. And he says, you know, everyone's got this soil. You got to guard your soil if you want to produce abundantly in your life, and you want to have a life that's full and rich and not just hard. And your heart's hurt and your head's hardened. You got to protect the soil. And one of the ways to do it, in Matthew chapter 11, it says this. Then Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Oh, just camp on that one for a little bit. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Oh, wow. My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You want to try to cultivate an open heart again? You want to try to get healing into your head? Then you've got to push into Jesus and not pull back from Jesus. He's not the one who's hurting you. He's not the one who's against you. He's not the one who's trying to drag you down into the mud. But we can have that attitude. I'm hurt, and I've just gotten a little hardened. I don't want to be hardened, but it's just kind of where I'm at. Then there's another attitude, and he talks about a farmer who's, again, there's this soil, and it's a seed, and it's on shallow soil. The other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. So, I mean, I don't want to be not humble, but Sharon and I are awesome. I don't know how to say that more humbly. Here's why. Sharon's like, Jim, what? Where'd that come from? I'll let you know, babe. You'll understand this. Every year we plant plants in little planters. Every year. And they die. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, Sharon, did you water it? No, Jim, I thought you watered it. Well, look at it. I mean, it's just dead. This year, bigger planters, more soil, retaining more moisture, our plants flourished. They're still growing. Now you know why we're awesome. And it's so simple. If you want to have a productive life, you've got to be deeper. Deeper in the things of the Lord. But that's not necessarily easy. I mean, you can come on a Sunday and you're like, oh man, that was good. Wow, enjoyed that sermon, really like it. But by the time you get to the parking lot, you forgot it because you're thinking about what you're going to eat. And I'm not offended by that. But in life, you can say, oh yeah, I love God and God is good. And you have your, like, you have your life on Sunday, then you have your real life on Monday, and they're so different. That doesn't work. You got to guard that soil. You got to deepen that soil because life is not easy at times, right? It's just not, and especially right now. I mean, there's floods, there's all kinds of turmoil in our nation, and it translates to turmoil in our hearts. And if we don't have a depth in the Lord, we're kind of shriveling up and kind of dying. And, you know, it's one thing to look good on Pinterest. It's another thing to be in reality, right? Roots take depth to flourish. And God has enough soil for us. And we've got to guard against just kind of having the shallow faith. A faith that doesn't really work when things are hard. There are times this summer where we forgot to water our plants like we do every summer. But because we have deeper pots and more soil, they had more nutrient, more water, they could survive. The scripture's super clear. Like, if you don't want to be superficial, and you can tell if you have a superficial faith when the heat's turned up. That's how you know your depth as a Christian. Not when everything's going well, it's when the heat's turned up. That's when you understand how much depth you have. That scripture is, you know, the seed, there's a good soil that represents being honest, being good-hearted, who hear God's word and cling to it. In other words, it's not just a, God, I'm so excited. I really want to talk and connect with you. And I've got about 35 seconds between this meeting and the next meeting. So God, could you just kind of really speak to me in that 35 seconds? That's not how it works if you want to have a deep faith with the Lord. Hear his word, cling to it, and patiently produces a huge harvest. If you want to be spiritually mature and not live superficial, and there's a lot of Christians who live superficial. There are times in my life where I'm way more superficial than I want to be. And when the heat's turned on, I begin to pray like I should have prayed all along. Here's how it happens. You have to seek God. You have to cling to His Word. You have to seek God. If you don't spend any time in the Bible, you don't spend any time in prayer, you don't make a commitment to be in a place where others gather who are like-minded and want to challenge you to grow, you're superficial. And I'm not saying that because I'm upset at you. I'm saying that because life is sometimes going to get hard, and then your life is going to fall apart, and then we blame God. You got to guard this soil. Everything's trying to erode. What is that word? Erode? Everything's trying to agarg your soil. I can't even say it, but that's what's happening. And this world we live in tries to take scoops of our soil out, and then our roots are exposed, and we're like, man, I'm just dying. I'm just struggling. We've got to seek God. And another way that you can guarantee that you're going to grow is if you serve Him. And there's so many ways to do that. But you have to actively engage your faith. If you say, I'm just too busy to do that, you're too busy. You're too busy. And we want to be able to share the love of Christ with a world that doesn't know Christ. You do those three things and you're going to grow. And you got to guard that soil because everything wants us. Hey, you can buy this. This is so good. It's going to make your life so much better. And then you buy it, and then you're still in debt from 3 or 4 years ago. And you're like, okay, this wasn't as nice as I thought it was going to be. Or, hey, this is the answer. I mean, I've done that with golf clubs. How many golf clubs have I purchased to make my golf game better? Let me just say, too many. If I would have just invested maybe in a couple of lessons and had somebody teach me, this is what you do. No, I don't want to do that. That's like work. I just want to buy better clubs. These are guaranteed to make me do exactly what I'm supposed to do. But come on, have you been there? If I can just get this, my life will be better. And that made you more stressed out and spend less time with God, and you're drying up. God, He really has to penetrate that bedrock of our personality. And He has to till up that soil, and we've got to guard it. We've got to guard it against hurt and hardness, and we've got to guard our attitudes against being superficial. More people today have less friends than any other time in history. And that's really hard. We don't do as well in isolation. I don't care who you are. We do well when we're connected. Connected to the Lord and connected to the Lord's people and doing what God has called us to do as a top priority. And then what happens is we flourish. So there's another type of soil, and it has to do with weeds. I hate weeds. Why is it in Bella Vista, like if I want to plant just a little tree, I have to take a pick and like spend 4 hours digging a hole where I feel like I'm going to die to plant a little tree. And without even thinking about it, weeds grow up all around it. Right now, on my bench in my garage, I have weed killer in a sprayer that I haven't used. And I have weeds that need to die. They're not from heaven. Why is it so easy to grow weeds? And that's what happens here. Other seed fell among thorns that when it grew up, it choked out the tender plants. So there's seed that God gives us in this soil that we're having to protect in our attitudes. And we're like, oh my goodness, I'm growing in the Lord. And this is awesome. But then there's something that comes in and it's just like this weed that pops up and starts to choke things out. Like maybe worry. Like maybe stress about finances. Like maybe we're just so busy we don't have time for the Lord. Or maybe there's just this thing that, you know, God, it's really not that bad. I'm not hurting anybody else. I can choose my life. And then all of a sudden, the sin takes over. And these weeds that grow up begin to choke out our relationship with the God who loves us. Our circuits are all busy. We can't connect with God. We can't hear from God. And weeds always seem to grow faster than everything else. They always seem to grow faster than everything else. And what Jesus is trying to convince his hearers, that the people who are hearing him that day, is this: there's this soil in your life, and you've got to protect it. Because there are competing weeds and thorns and things that want you not to have a developed relationship with the Lord, want to have you not live a life abundantly, want to have you be so worried and so stressed out and so busy and you know, just sin has overcome you, and all of a sudden our relationship with God, we can't hear it. We can't feel it. And we wonder, well, what's the use? And it's tough. And here's what I know about weeds. You never quit dealing with them. And I know this about weeds too. Smaller weeds are much easier to pull out than weeds that have taken root. And when we sow our wild oats and think that we're not affecting anybody, someday those wild oats spring up and create a life that we can't get out of very easily. And so Jesus is talking to all of these people, and you know, they're in an agricultural setting. They understand what it looks like to farm. They understand what it looks like. Hey, you know, if you're walking on those seeds and you crush that soil, it's not going to work. And they understand sometimes when you're spreading seed, it goes into the rocks, and because it's shallow and it doesn't have like a real good soil, that it's going to pop up and then just die. And they understood what he said, and he goes, hey, there's some super good soil and it's ours and we need to protect it, and there's other things competing for the nutrients of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we're busy and we're worried and we're stressed out. And we're all of these things. And all of a sudden, it's just like we don't have a relationship with God. And our attitude causes all kinds of destruction. And you know, and I get it. We're all trying to do our best, but if you really want to have a productive life, it is a matter of focus. There are a million choices for us. There are so many choices, so many opportunities. We have to choose to do a little bit less. We have to choose to have time in God's word and prayer, because we all have the same amount of time. And I've already shown you the statistics on how much time we spend on social media and all of these things. They're wonderful. But remember that those things can sprout up and choke out a relationship with God. They can choke out a strength and a stability that no matter what happens, I'm solid. And the scripture is super clear that in Matthew 6:33, and this is a verse, I don't know how many years I've learned it, you can almost share this verse and you just gloss over it, but it's so true. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything's going to be added to you. And, you know, when he talks about this before, you know, we're the only creation that God made that worries. I mean, we're the ones who flip out, and God says, well, what are you worried about tomorrow? Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Focus on today, focus on me, and I guarantee you that your tomorrow is going to be a whole lot better. So, like, Jesus isn't mad at these people. He's just saying, if you're not tending to the weeds, you're going to be choking at life. If you're not tending to the weeds, and I don't even get it. How, on the end of my driveway, you know, where the asphalt is, a little approach there, I'm like, how are weeds coming up through the asphalt? You know, we put down the heavy-duty weed barrier. How do you come up through this? And this week we've had the mushroom infestation. Is anyone else? And our pretty little planter out front with the nice trees and all that. I'm like, why? There's like 60 mushrooms. Oh, our dog doesn't eat those, just the other stuff. I mean, you know, so I'm kicking these mushrooms up. I'm like, are you kidding me? But oh, that's so how life is. You finally got it going and you're like, man, God, I want to grow in you. And I'm so excited. This weed comes up. You're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Then, right, we cut that weed down, or we don't want to spray Roundup on it. That's not good for us. But whatever we spray on it, you know, to kill the weed. And then, oh, here comes another one. Here comes another one. To have a relationship with God is not yearly. I mean, if it's really going to work, it's got to almost be daily. I mean, that's the only way it's really going to work. And so Jesus is trying to convince them, guard the good soil and then flourish by focusing on what actually matters most. And then again, here's the result in Luke 8:8. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, and Jesus ends this talk with this sentence. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. In other words, take this to heart, because my goal for you is for you to flourish, not to be hardened, not to be just walked on, not to be shallow, not to have things come up and interrupt our relationship. My goal for you is so you flourish. And you know where you begin to flourish first? It's in your head and your heart. We convince ourselves that life is good or life is bad, whether life is good or life is bad. And you know people, no matter how good their life is, it's just awful and it's just terrible. And then you know people, their life is like falling apart and terrible, and they're just full of joy, and you're like, huh? It's attitude. And we need to guard our attitudes. The good soil where the seeds get truth planted in our brain and our heart allows us to grow and develop. We choose to cooperate with what God says, and there's so many positive results that come from this. You know, maybe you've read this before. I think it's been around a long time. It's something that Chuck Swindoll said. He says this: attitude to me is more important than facts. It's more important than the past, the education, the money, the circumstances, the failure, and the successes, than what other people think, say, or do. It's more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we embrace for that day. We can't change our past. We cannot change the fact that people are going to act the way people are going to act. We can't change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play the one string we have, and that is our attitude. And rather than looking at four types of people, I want you to look at you and say, I have the potential of having four types of attitudes, potentially in the same day. And I want to encourage you, guard the soil of your life and let the seeds that God plants in us take time not only to root, but to grow and to flourish. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it calms our fears. It enlightens our minds. It strengthens our lives. Your word and a relationship with you allows us to be mature. As the scripture says, that we would be complete, lacking nothing. So, Father, we come to you. And God, I pray, I pray for anyone today who's just felt beat up and hurting. And not that we wanted to, but we've kind of hardened our hearts and hardened our minds. And God, I pray for those of us who've just gotten shallow. Truth be told, we haven't read our Bible for a long time. We haven't prayed for a long time. We haven't connected to other believers for a long time. We're hardly seeking, we're definitely not serving, and we haven't shared the good news with anybody for as long as we can remember. God, I pray that we would push through being superficial, and we would have a bigger pot for that soil to come in and the seeds to go down deeper. And God, I know why these friends are at church. They want to grow. They want to flourish, but God, there's so many things that try to grow up right next to you. In our lives, there's so many things that try to contend for our time and our talents, our treasure. God, there's so many things that want to pull us away from having a relationship with you. And I pray, Lord, we would keep it super simple, that we would just spend some time seeking you. We would prioritize some time serving you. And that, God, you would bring people into our lives that we could share the good news with. Lord, I don't want to complicate it out. It's so simple, but it's so difficult to keep the weeds out. God, help us, I pray. And God, I thank you that we can be honest today about this. Every one of us has probably had these attitudes, maybe even this week, maybe even today. Lord, we all need to grow in you, and would you help us? Let us humble ourselves before you, that you would lift us up, I pray. God, thank you that no matter what happens, when we're connected to you, we're steady. And Lord, we're so appreciative today. As we sing this last song to you, God, may it be more than just singing a song, but may it be a worship, a time where we just reflect a little bit in our hearts and start this week thinking about you and having an attitude that's going to connect with that soil in life that causes us to flourish. Amen.